Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Baroque Down Palace, brought to you by WYXR Memphis Radio. I'm your host, Patrick Sansone, here for another hour of music from the 1960s and 1970s that features orchestral touches in the arrangements. And as always, we're going to play some rock, we're going to play some pop, folk, soul, and all genres in between. Let's get right into it. This is The Beatles from Abbey Road, 1969, and Here Comes the Sun here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Clyde Barrow,
Bonnie and Clyde.
j'ai connu Clyde autrefois. C'était un gars loyal, honnête et droit.
Il faut croire que c'est la société qui m'a définitivement abîmé.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clara.
Qu'est-ce qu'on n'a pas écrit sur elle et moi?
On prétend que nous tuons de sang-froid.
C'est pas drôle, mais on est bien obligé
de faire taire celui qui se met à gueuler. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Chaque fois qu'un policeman se fait buter,
qu'un garage ou qu'une banque se fait braquer,
pour la police ça ne fait pas de mystère.
C'est signé
Clyde Barrow,
Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Maintenant, chaque fois qu'on essaie de se ranger,
de s'installer tranquille dans un meublé,
dans les trois jours, voilà le tac tac tac.
Des mitraillettes qui reviennent à l'attaque.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Un de ces quatre, nous tomberons ensemble. Moi je m'en fous, c'est pour Bonnie que je tremble.
Quelle importance qu'il me fasse la peau. Moi Bonnie je tremble pour Clyde Barrow. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
De toute façon il ne pouvait plus s'en sortir.
La seule solution c'était mourir.
Mais plus d'un les a suivis en enfer.
Quand sont morts Barrow et Bonnie Parker. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Getting back, but you knew I would. War is hell. When will it end? When will people start getting together again? Are things really getting better, like the newspapers say? What else is new, my friend? Besides what I read. Can't find no work, can't find no job, my friend. Money is tighter than it's ever been. Say, man, I just don't understand what's going on across this land. Oh,
what's happening, brother?
Yeah. What's happening? What's happening, my friend? Are they still getting down where we used to go and dance? Will our ball club win the pennant? Do you think they have a chance? And tell me, friend, how in the world have you been? Tell me what's up.
what's the deal? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening, bro? What's happening? What's happening, bro? What's happening, my man? What's happening, brother? Say it, man. Woo! What's happening, brother? What's been shaking up and down the line? I know cause I'm slightly behind the time.
Just don't know how you could be anything but beautiful. Think that I was made for you, and you were made for me. And I know that I will never change. We've been friends, rain or shine, for such a long, long time. Laughing eyes and smiling face, it seems so lucky just to have the right. Telling you with all my might, beautiful tonight. And I know that you'll never stray, cause you've been that way from day to day for such a long, long time. And when me tight, how could life be anything but beautiful? Think that I was made for you, and you were made for me. And I know that I will never change. We've been friends, rain or shine, for such a long, long time. Well, I must say, it means so much to me to be the one who's telling you I'm telling you that you're beautiful.
Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot with Beautiful from his 1972 album called Don Quixote. And that features a beautiful string arrangement by the arranger Nick DeCaro, who was a very prolific arranger in the 1970s and 1980s, was a staff arranger at A&M Records for several years in the 70s, arranging things for Barbra Streisand, like The Way We Were. He did Your Song for Elton John, Here You Come Again from Dolly Parton, and hundreds more classic tracks. Beautiful string arrangement by Nick DeCaro. We started the set with the Beatles, and Here Comes the Sun, written and sung by George Harrison, from the Abbey Road album, 1969, their last studio album. And a great string arrangement by producer George Martin. That was followed by Serge Gainsbourg and Brigitte Bardot with Bonnie and Clyde from the album of the same name, which came out in 1968. After that, it was Marvin Gaye with What's Happening, Brother, from his 1971 soul masterpiece, What's Going On. This record was a departure for Marvin Gaye, who had had a string of Motown hits with the label in the 1960s, but was inspired by attending some concerts by the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, who members of the orchestra had performed on several Motown sessions over the years. But attending those concerts and being inspired by the social and political upheaval of the time was inspired to produce and write this incredible album, What's Going On, which features the classic Motown session players deemed the Funk Brothers, including the masterful bass player James Jamerson on bass, Chet Forrest on drums, and an incredible string arrangement by regular Motown string arranger David Van Peet. And after Marvin Gaye, it was Gordon Lightfoot with Beautiful. Let's get into this second set with another dose of epic symphonic soul. This is the Delphonics with When You Get Right Down to It, here on the Baroque Down Palace.
When you get right down to it, isn't this moment what it's all about, girl? Just can't last forever, but then
to decide. You know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song.
That was The Byrds with Old John Robertson, a song written by Chris Hillman along with Roger McGuinn, and featured on the B-side to the single Lady Friend, which came out in 1967. The song also appeared on their 1967 album Younger Than Yesterday, which has a very different mix, a lot more sort of psychedelic effects, flanging and echoes and things. But this is the single version, a little less affected, and leaving that orchestral section in the middle of the song a little more exposed. And this song, unique in the Byrds' early catalog in that I believe it's the only song that features David Crosby playing the bass, Chris Hillman switching over to rhythm guitar since he had written the song on guitar. We started the set with the Delphonics, and when you get right down to it, a track from their debut self-titled album from 1970. This album and this song, produced and arranged by the great genius and the architect of the Philly symphonic soul sound, Tom Bell, and the song written by songwriter Barry Mann, who was a songwriter from New York and part of the Brill Building group of songwriters, along with his wife, Cynthia Wheel. They were the songwriting partnership of Mann and Wheel, who wrote lots of classic pop songs going back to the late 50s and early 60s, including You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling for the Righteous Brothers and produced by Phil Spector, as well as We've Gotta Get Out of This Place for the Animals and lots of other classic songs. But this is a great track from the Delphonics, When You Get Right Down to It, from their brilliant debut album, 1970. That was followed by the Hollies with their take on the Dylan song My Back Pages from the album The Hollies Sing Dylan, which was released in 1969. This was their first album after the departure of Graham Nash, who left the band to travel to America to join up with David Crosby and Stephen Stills to form Crosby, Stills, and Nash. This track and this album featuring the string arranging of arranger Lou Warburton, who also did the string arranging on the great Kinks album Arthur and the Decline of Western Civilization. That was followed by Joni Mitchell with Free Man in Paris from her 1974 album Court and Spark, a song written about the record mogul David Geffen. And this track features both David Crosby and Graham Nash on backing vocals, as well as Jose Feliciano and Larry Carlton on electric guitars, and Tom Scott on the woodwinds. And we ended the set with the Byrds and Old John Robertson. We're going to take a short break, but we will be back with more music right after this.
WYXR is the station with the city's soul, and that's not just soul music. That's the soul and spirit we bring to all styles and sensibilities. One way to show your spirit is by becoming a member of WYXR. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Welcome back to the show. Let's get into set number three here with Stevie Wonder from 1968 in his album For Once in My Life. This is Ain't No Lovin' here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Yeah. rainy day, go far away. I'm tired of blues I've gone through. Lonely nights, 8,000 sights of times I once knew. Go away, you rainy day, far away out of my mind. Should have known when times they got hard, you go and steal away. Cards broke right, you're out of sight, and so I named you Rainy Day. Transparent dreams, not what they seem, float by in shades of gray. Shadows dancing round my brain. Yeah, their name is Rainy Day. Rainy Day, go far away. I'm tired of blues.
One by one, stars appear. The light of the day is no longer here. One by one, the stars disappear. Sky grows brighter every minute of the sunrise.
Wake the world with a brand new morning. Say hello to another fine morning. Got my face in the running water.
Making my life
so much brighter now.
Moon shines bright, asleep in my bed. Like so many people, got a big day ahead of me.
Wake the world with a brand new morning. Say hello to another fine morning. Wouldn't miss it for all of its glory.
I'll be there
when you're calling me.
One by one, stars appear. The light of the day is no longer.
A place place not far away, and we'll find a way through the city street. We'll find a way through the mad rushing crowd, and we'll talk about the way love used to be. It's not far away, love, and if you come, I know a place where we'll be known, and we'll talk about the way love used to be.
Simon and Garfunkel with America from their 1968 masterpiece, Bookends, a record that found Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel really leaning into the recording studio and all that it could offer. They enlisted some of the great studio musicians of the time, Joe Osborne on bass, Hal Blaine on drums, and Larry Nechtel on piano, keyboards, and also bass. Three musicians who were part of the Wrecking Crew from the L.A. studio scene. But this record was recorded in New York City. The record mostly produced by producer John Simon. But John Simon left at some point during the making of the record. And producer Roy Haley stepped in to finish with Paul and Art on this. And this features an incredible string arrangement by the great Jimmy Haskell. We started this set with Stevie Wonder from his 1968 album, For Once in My Life, recorded when he was 18 years old. We heard the track Ain't No Lovin'. That was followed by The Ruddles with Cheese and Onions from their self-titled album from 1978. This album was the soundtrack to the film The Ruddles, a parody of the Beatles story, which featured some involvement from some of the Beatles themselves, including George Harrison, and spearheaded by Eric Idle from Monty Python. And the songs were written by a musician, songwriter, singer named Neil Innes from the Bonzo Dog Doo-Dah Band, a band that had lots of ties to the Beatles themselves. They actually appeared in the Magical Mystery Tour film in 1967. And writing these songs for this Beatles parody with incredible loving accuracy, Neil Innes in the film playing the John Lennon character, whose character's name is Ron Nasty, and this song, Cheese and Onions, being an homage to the piano ballads that John Lennon was writing in the late period of the Beatles. After that, it was some obscure folk from the 1960s from Susan Christie and a track called Rainy Day from an album called Paint a Lady that was uncompleted and unreleased at the time of its making. Susan Christie became disillusioned with the music business and ended up becoming a jingle singer in the 70s and 80s, but the record was rediscovered and re-released in the mid-2000s. After that, it was the Beach Boys from their 1968 album Friends and the track Wake the World. This was the first time that band member Al Jardine and Brian Wilson had written a song together, and the album was recorded primarily at the home of Brian Wilson. This was in the period in the aftermath of the breakdown during the sessions of the Smile record, later revisited in the 1990s. But some really interesting music made during this period on this record and also the album called Wild Honey, recorded around the same time. After that, it was the Kinks with The Way Love Used to Be from their 1971 album, Percy. And we ended up with Simon and Garfunkel in America. Well, that is going to do it for this edition of the Baroque Down Palace. Thank you so much for spending this hour with me. It is my pleasure to bring this music to you every week. And we're going to go out with a band called Grin, featuring guitarist and singer Niels Lofgren. Lofgren, who at age 18 had met Neil Young and ended up recording on the After the Gold Rush album, and was an on-again, off-again member of Crazy Horse, also played with Bruce Springsteen in the 80s, and has been an on-again, off-again member of the E Street Band ever since. But this track is from the band Grin, which was Nils Lofgren's band in the early 70s, and the track is called Soft Fun. This is Grin here on the Baroque Down Palace.
not stopping, but she had to keep on. She cried for freedom, a sad sigh, lonely love. All you lonely people cried for things you just don't.
Broke Down Palace comes to you from WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and is brought to you by the generosity of listeners like you. Donate to your local station today.
Raised by Soundfest is back the weekend of December 6th at Crosstown Concourse. We're looking for volunteers to help make it all happen, and you'll get VIP lounge access and free after-party entry as a thank you. Sign up now at volunteer.wyxr.org.
Acoustic Sunday Live, now in its third decade, is proud to support WYXR and to present The Concert to Protect Our Aquifer, taking place at 7 p.m. on Sunday, December 7th at First Congo Church, located at 1000 Cooper Street. Performances by Shamika Copeland, Bobby Rush with Kenny Wynn Shepherd, James McMurtry, and more, with special guests Eric Lewis and Jimmy Davis. Tickets available at AcousticSundayLive.com.
Yeah.
Happy Saturday. Man, is it nice out. Your windows rolled down? Okay. Thanks to Pat Sansone for his Baroque Down Palace show here every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. Back in July, we made that a hour-long weekly program, so you can now set your watch to it. We've been having a fun day out here at the Crosstown Concourse. Crafts and Drafts, Memphis Flyer folks put that together. There's like 90 vendors and some beers and things. And we've been selling some merch out there. So thanks to everyone that stopped by and grabbed a sticker, said hello, and bought some merch. Any of those things is good. And we've extended the hours. So I've been saying we'll be here to about 2:30 or 3. Well, you know what? We're going to DJ.